WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Governor Murphy has signed an executive order that requires employers to follow certain protocols starting November 5th to keep their workers safe as COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the state. Workers must keep 6 feet away from each other. They must wear masks. Employers must conduct daily temperature screenings, provide workers with breaks throughout the day to wash their hands, and provide employees with sanitizing materials at the company's expense. A bill being introduced in Trenton this week by Republican Senator Kristen Corrado would put an end to the taxation of masks in New Jersey for the general public. Under current law, if PPE is for medical use, then it's not taxed. But if an individual is just buying a mask, it would be taxed.
This legislation would exempt masks from being taxed in New Jersey. Right now, for the most part, you're mandated to wear one, whether it's in a school setting or going to a store or a restaurant. And so since it is mandated, we shouldn't be taxing it.
She says New Jersey is an overtaxed state to begin with, and this is one item where taxpayers should be given a break. Five staff members at the Kingston Elementary School in Cherry Hill have tested positive for coronavirus. The school has yet to open for in-person instruction, but teachers have been teaching from classrooms nonetheless. The infected are in quarantine, each classroom being disinfected. Teachers will now work remotely and through November 5th. Hybrid instruction is supposed to begin November 9th at Kingston. U.S. Senator Cory Booker says that if he is reelected, he will serve the full term in the only debate of this year's race. Booker says it appears likely the Democrats will be in the majority, and that will allow him to be a leader on a lot of critical bills, such as restoring the state and local tax deduction.
I pledge to finish my full six-year term. That is totally my intention. I'm excited about it in many ways.
Booker ran for the Democratic nomination for president, but dropped out of the race January 13th. His Republican opponent, Rick Mato, says that Booker missed 65% of votes last year and isn't sure New Jerseyans can trust his pledge to serve a full term. New Jersey Transit says it will not impose fines for not wearing a mask in stations or on trains and buses. They say riders have generally been responsive if approached about PPE. The Port Authority, however, will begin handing out $50 fines for improper or no mask wearing starting Monday. Former Miss America Lianza Cornett has died just 2 weeks after suffering a brain injury. She was only 49. Cornett was crowned at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City in 1992, the first Miss Florida to win the national title. Cornett suffered a brain injury after a fall in her kitchen in her home on October 12th. This according to a woman with whom she had been living. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A washout for today, thanks to Hurricane Zeta. Chief Meteorologist Dan Sarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute. 1.5 News Time, 11:04. Now New Jersey, 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, bad news in Bridgewater right now on Route 22 heading westbound west of 287. They've got reports of an overturned vehicle out by Adamsville Road, so at least one lane shut down. Could be more. We are seeing a lot of heavy traffic on that westbound side of 22 in Bridgewater. Better on 287 through Morristown. They cleared away a southbound crash near exit 36, so coming out of the Morristown area, 287 looks good, right back down to 78. And a crash off to the shoulder now on the southbound parkway just before exit 127. They fully cleaned up that northbound wreck in Lacey just before exit 74. Parkway moving along fairly well, just a lot of wet roads out there to navigate, so certainly want to budget some extra travel time into your trip. And still a pair of issues in the Belmar area. Northbound crash on 295 knocks out a lane near exit 27, and running parallel to 295 on 76, you've got a westbound crash right near Creek Road. At your Delaware crossings, traffic being held at the Tacony Palmyra for an opening. Apart from that, you should be okay, although there is a speed restriction in place at the Betsy Ross and Ben Franklin, 35 miles per hour. George Washington Bridge lower deck, that's at least a 15-minute delay. You've got construction under the apartments, one lane shut down. Upstairs, I see no delays, and you're in pretty good shape at the Lincoln and Holland, too. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 11:18, from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 11:06.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5. Meet Roy.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 11:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Zeta made landfall in Louisiana last night as a powerful Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-an-hour winds. As Zeta's remnant low charges north, it'll pass right over South Jersey tonight. By the numbers, over the next 24 to 30 hours, we're facing 1.5 to 3 inches of total rain, wind gusts between 30 and 40 miles an hour, 2 feet of storm surge causing minor to localized moderate tidal flooding, and the arrival of the coldest air of the season so far. The steadiest, heaviest rain falling during the daytime daytime hours today, pretty much a washout here. We will get a break in the rainfall this evening, but that'll be the windiest period of time. And then following one more burst of rain tomorrow morning, skies will slowly clear tomorrow afternoon, and things settle down just in time for Halloween, which will be calm but cold. 30s, a frost or freeze on Saturday morning, and will be around 50 degrees for trick-or-treating Saturday afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by Hamilton Honda. Look for spectacular fall savings right now at Hamilton Honda, where you are set for life with lifetime oil and filter changes and car washes. Call them at 609-528-2600 or visit them online at hamiltonhonda.net. Voorhees, 53 degrees. Wayne, 49. Red Bank, 53. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey, 101.5.
New Jersey.